Hello, and welcome to another episode of Bold Business Leaders. Welcome to your 5-minute inspirational clip for the woke babe, for the boss babe, for the woman leader. This is a podcast series for those who want to rise higher. I know you're all busy, but thank you for giving yourself these 5 minutes to level set your day. You are an energetic warrior that goes into this very negative world every day and understands the power of positivity. You are the light that naturally aims high and knows that love conquers all. So thank you for giving me 5 minutes. Today I want to talk about how we can keep it simple. For those marketers out there, an intuitive marketing strategy requires that you know thy customer first and foremost. When you do your marketing plan, you also send it positive energy. That's just as important as doing your homework and your research. Some marketers think it's about big data and research survey, but researchers are only testing what not is. That's what the null hypothesis is. It is up to the intuitive marketer to fill in those gaps by providing the right energy and insight. It's really that simple, and it's a key to your success. In your personal life, you can apply this as well. Remember that perspective is everything. And so is mindset. Ignore the chatter in your head and move forward with focused attention. Remember, the chatter in your head is just that, chatter. Each time we're making excuses and we say, we don't have time to do this, or I'd rather watch that TV show, or we distract ourselves with everything else except what we need to do. We may even say to ourselves, we don't have time to do that. Stop and take a breath. Remember, that is your ego. The best way to separate your thoughts is to think of the ego as a petulant child in your mind. That petulant child is just trying to survive, so they're going to do everything they can, even pull in negative energies to ensure that they are the most important. I know that you are stronger than your ego. It's really that simple. Your ego is wrong, okay? Simplicity is the way. And that's what I'm trying to explain in all of these podcasts, is that it is simple. It really is simple. When things get complicated, it's either the ego or the ego trying to apply resistance. And resistance is all those things that we say when we don't do the things that we know we need to do. For example, I've had a lot of resistance to writing my book. I'm trying to push through that. But then I realized my resistance to the resistance is also resistance. So keep it very simple. Trust yourself and decide to be at peace. It's that simple. Also, decide to take that petulant child, which we call the ego, and just let those thoughts flow. Don't try to stop them as well, because then you're going down the path of resistance. The best thing you can do to get all of this and really absorb what I'm trying to say about simplicity is to make time to meditate. I remember years ago, I met a friend and I was telling her all my problems, and she looked at me and said, "You need to meditate." At first, I pushed it aside, but now I realize the power of what she said. I am going to include a link of a free meditation that I use that really helps you level set and control your energy. It'll be in the body of this podcast. So give yourself the 5 minutes. I know you get up, you put your makeup on, you get ready for the day, for work, for whatever it is. But give yourself 5 minutes, maybe after you drink your coffee, before you head out, to really mentally create that space. Let the ego or that petulant child in your brain know that you're the one that's in control. Your mindset, your emotions, your perspective of things is all in your control. So be sure to click on that link. This process, this meditation helps me level set toward positivity, self-love, and confidence. That's what you want to be, and you have the choice. It's that simple. Thank you for listening today. I'm grateful for your time. I'm grateful for you. Know that the universe supports you. I believe in you, and I know that you can shift your life into abundance, love, and light. The simplicity of life is the win-win. The simplicity of life is abundance, and the simplicity of life is for you to feel at peace. Please reach out to me if you have any questions. I am here to serve. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Bold Biz Coach, or you can sign up for my exclusive collection of strong, inspired women at Kinjal, KINJALPIKE.com. Have a wonderful day, and I'm sending you love, light, and blessings.